This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
On the Gold Breakfast on Capricorn FM, Limpopo Saturday frequency at 12 minutes after 8. Welcome to the third hour of the show. So, some companies during the Jerusalem challenge, big corporate companies, they were doing this challenge, but clearly made sure that the video was an advertisement for their company. Well, if that was the case with your institution or business, Master KG wants his money.
Oh, is that what people did? They done like a little advert of sorts.
Yeah.
While we are busy here thinking that we are doing a challenge to keep our spirits up as a nation.
And you should be paying royalties for that. Somebody needs to make money in the process because it takes hard work to put into marketing of such a song. The entire creation of the song and just getting it to move the world like that. So somebody's got to cash in. Now, Warmer Music sent out invoices to companies which had done the Jerusalem challenge. Some companies have already paid, we are told, and right now we are speaking to an entertainment lawyer who takes care of the business at Open Mic as well as their legal issues.
So we're joined by Dumisani Mutsamai. A very good morning. How are you doing?
How are you doing?
No, we are great. Thank you so much for joining. Now, tell me, I want to get this right and, you know, get this cleared out of the way. Warner Music invoicing people about this whole Jerusalem challenge. So what relationship do they have with Open Mic in relation to the Jerusalem song?
Okay, so we are in a partnership with Warner Music internationally. I think in a nutshell, the partnership ensures that Master KG's music finds its way to the international market. So there are the guys that have opened up the international footprint for us. We are therefore in a distribution partnership with them that, in essence, ensures that.
All right. Now, what's going on with this issue? What's your understanding as far as the Jerusalem challenge is concerned?
What the long and short of it is that where a song, and I like the way you introduced this subject, you captured it very, very well. Where a song is used as a sync, and think of an ordinary advert. When you see an advert on TV and there's a song behind which you are familiar with, you can rest assured that when those people were putting together the advert, they paid what we call a synchronization royalties right to two parties.
Yeah.
The first party is the party that owns the master, which is what we call the sound recording. The second party is the party that owns the composition, which in this case will be the party that wrote or composed that particular song. So we call that synchronization royalty. So before you use a song in an advert, that royalty is always payable. So that is then the approach that way it comes. And as I say, I like the way you introduced it because you pointed out the fact that the call for the licensees in respect of the challenges is limited to those challenges that clearly skip the mark. When you look at the challenge, you can see that this was more than just a challenge. These were people who were just pushing their brand, full stop.
Will it be easy to differentiate between those that were genuinely doing the Jerusalem challenge and those that were advertising?
Look, I'll be honest with you. In some cases, the line is thin, but in some cases, it's not so thin. I mean, it's so clear. You know, if you take a short down the YouTube and just type Jerusalem challenge,
sure.
I mean, you will see the ones that I'm talking about, where really the song is there, yes, but it's a by the way. I mean, what is being stuck in your face is a brand of that particular company. I mean, from the beginning to the end of the so-called challenge, you are just being told about this company. In fact, others took it to an extent of showing us their warehouse, showing us their products that they produce. Yeah, I mean, you couldn't avoid knowing the company, even if you tried.
Are you also coming for us, South African companies? I mean, we did the Jerusalem challenge, but we were responding to a call that was made by the president.
Yeah, please need to note that. The president told us to do it.
The president told us to do it, and I'm sure I have no doubt. I mean, that many people did it very innocently. It became a social engagement,
yeah,
together with their families, you know, others even in corporate, but it still remained a social activity to keep the morale up during a pandemic. And you could see that even when the name of the company or the corporate will be mentioned, you will see that it is a by the way, you know.
Okay.
And they will just say Capricorn FM Jerusalem challenge, and that's it. The rest will be about the challenge, the dance and the song, and that's it. Others, you know, the roles will be twisted. I mean, and then I invite you to take the talk through YouTube and see what I'm talking about. You will see that the song is there, but the song is accompanying the brand endorsement.
Okay. So there are South African companies that
question,
you can come
there
for.
There are South African companies that did skip the red robot, and we are reviewing the challenges. We're taking our time.
No.
We're taking our time. We're going through the challenges. Some really are glaring,
yeah,
so to say. You know, and they're glaring, you can see, and those can rest assured we'll be approaching them politely to negotiate a licensing synchronization in respect of the song. And some, as you correctly say, you know, it's a thin line, so, you know, it might be a little bit difficult. But those really where the brand endorsement and commercialization of the song is glaring, those can rest assured they'll be hearing from others.
Briefly, as we wrap up, I mean, are you able to give us a figure of what are we looking at here?
Well, it's a bouquet. As I mentioned to you earlier on, we are looking at two sides of royalty. We are looking for royalties for the publishing, which is the writers of the song. That would be Master KG and Nomcebo, as well as their respective publishers. And then we are looking at the other side, which is where more involved, which is the sound recording, the master recording. That's a different income altogether. So it's a two-sided income. It's difficult to say because it's depending on a number of issues that we have to engage in with the respective corporate. But I can tell you now that the synchronization royalties, you know, it's quite a fair amount, so to say it. And it's important for me to state two things. Most importantly, the money doesn't go to just open mic, the company, the owner of the master, or the publishers. It filters down to Nomcebo and Master KG, and I like the way you introduced it. It's basically their money at the end of the day, because they are then paid royalties, synchronization royalties, from what the company will have collected for the sound recording, from what the publishers will have collected for the composition and writing.
Yeah, but my man, I mean, Gaugelo has already bought a big mansion in there, two fast cars and V-class. What's the problem, my man? Leave us alone.
Gaugelo should have been in this call. Gaugelo should have been in this call to justify to his own people, to say, guys,
patalengse. The boy wants to stay at Stain City now.
Man, thank you so much. You're talking to the director and head of entertainment law at Morolong Inc., as well as someone who takes care of open mic, legal and business affairs, Dumisani Motsamai.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.